ancient-looking Greek oven and a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled, where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs, then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Take time today and every day to thank our veterans for their service. This salute courtesy of J.P. Bushnell of St. Louis, serving the area since 1919 and headed by an infantry veteran of Vietnam, Dennis Sullivan, a double recipient of the Bronze Star. J.P. Bushnell is one of the largest distributors of products such as hoses, belts, pump packings, and sheet packings in the Midwest. They represent some of the largest manufacturers in the world. Call 314-531-5831 or visit jpbushnell.com. Again, jpbushnell.com. J.P. Bushnell, on the air because they care.
Maryville University offers more than 90 innovative, market-relevant degree programs. Maryville invests in state-of-the-art technology to empower its students to learn in an engaging, collaborative environment. Through its Digital World program, students receive free iPads loaded with digital textbooks and more than 150 apps. With a dedicated life coach assigned to each student and a 97% career placement rate, Maryville provides a great return on investment. Check out maryville.edu for more information.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Rosalita's Cantina is St. Louis's go-to Tex-Mex, now with a new DePere location. Stop in with coworkers or clients Monday through Friday from 11 to 4 and enjoy a delicious lunch combo. Choose from 14 flavor-filled entrees, all served with rice, refried beans, and a soda. Or order the tableside guacamole and enjoy the show as your server makes fresh guacamole from scratch just for you. Visit Rosalita's Cantina at two convenient locations, 1235 Washington Avenue downtown or 12796 Manchester, just west of 270. Rosalita's Cantina, Tex-Mex. Done right.
Vineyards Playhouse is on the air. Turn the volume up. We've got lots to share. Listen in your car or your underwear. Great opinions on the air.
So join his partners and hear.
There's no fun that's on air.
Milk out of my nose.
Well, good afternoon and welcome to the December 3rd edition of Opinions Playhouse, brought to you by Ballast Dental Care, where I've been a patient for 45 and a half years.
Woo!
That's a long time. 45. No, it's more than that. It's more. Hang on here. 45. That's right. 45 and a half years. and I've never wanted to go anywhere else to the dentist. I have a terrific testimonial email from somebody who is now a Ballast Dental Care patient. I'll share that with you. But first, let's do this.
Hey!
Let's find out who's running that control board today. Why, look, it's a man who didn't even live in this country for 19 years of his life. He lived in Great Britain, 10 of those in Birmingham, England. That's right. He is Trevor Limestone Limey Phillips, whose dad, Dave, is listening right now over in Birmingham. Say hello to Dave and everybody else, Limestone.
Hello, Dave, a.k.a. Dad. I hope you've had a good day. Hello to everybody else.
All right. Well said. Off the road and in the studio, a man who has seen more of this country than most of us will ever be able to see, because at any time, on a whim, he can wake up and just jump in the car and go northbound or southbound or westbound or maybe even... You know that I've never yet understood anything he said at the end. It's just still funny. I don't even know what he said. Bill Cleveland, say hello to everybody.
Hello, everybody.
All right. He follows instructions very well. He did exactly as he was told. In the glass box, the quarantine room heir to the Levi Strauss fortune, Dan Levi Strauss, is in the house with his trouser mouse.
And if I only had a brain...
Dan, say hello to your sponsor.
I would love to say hi and thanks to Mark and Jason from Stiefel. And if you're changing jobs and you have a retirement account, you can give them a call for a complimentary portfolio review. Stiefel is a member of the SIPC and NYSE. For their phone number and more, go to
MarkandJason.com.
Hi, everybody.
Hebe Jimenez is in charge of security. He's always laughing. He's the happiest guy I know. Bernice is in heaven.
You are so kind, Dan.
And Red Boy wants to remind everybody that in addition to batteries, have plenty of batteries for Christmas time, it is to remind you that there's no one who won't appreciate, as a stocking stuffer, just a big old chunk of, what was it? Not coal, what was it?
Cheese.
Big old chunk of cheese in the stocking. I guess it depends on what kind of cheese. Don't give me any of that blue cheese. I hate that stuff. Those blue cheese crumbles. You can, here's what you put in mind. Put smoked Gouda. Yeah, there you go. Smoked Gouda. The other thing you could do is... Hold on. What?
Thank you, Frank.
Sorry, my finger slid there.
Stop everything. Now, I'm assuming this is legitimate. This is an email that I received. It says it's from Tim. It says, Frank, sometimes I feel unappreciated on the show. I would appreciate it if maybe you could find a way to isolate my introduction.
Oh.
Don't make it just in the middle of everybody else's. And it says, for example, wait till after you've introduced Hebe and Bernice and Rat Boy, and maybe even go ahead and introduce Bruce Limprist, and then put me almost like an afterthought. That way people will pay attention to it, and I will stand out. I'm not paranoid in any way, and I'm not insecure. I just think sometimes that I need to be highlighted, spotlighted, whatever you want to call it, more. And it's signed Tim Woodburn. Now, Tim, maybe
who wrote
somebody
that?
Hacked Tim Woodburn.
Oh,
maybe somebody hacked in and pretended to be you, but I was trying to honor your request.
That's probably John Hadley.
Could be.
No. No, this one, everything's spelled correctly. That couldn't be.
Oh, my goodness.
So, honoring this request, whether it was a hacker or Tim, ladies and gentlemen, next up is our head of research, head of news, newscaster, resetter of the digital clock, author of a book now in its second printing. That's right. That's how good it is and how much success he's having with this book. And wait, there's something else he does. Oh, yeah. He's a private investigator. Tim Woodburn. Say hello to everybody.
Thank you, Frank. I wouldn't have been ready for you anyway. I was mesmerized by what was inside Bill's box of Magnums that he brought in.
And he's not referring to champagne bottles.
22 days to Christmas. I can still get my book to you if you want to buy it. I personally go to the post office every day and send them out, unless you buy the e-version. Check it out online, badmoodgoodmood.com.
Yeah, Bill uses Magnum condoms to slide over his head when he robs a bank.
Oh, my God.
And then he was all upset because he realized after he did that, he couldn't use them the other way because his nose poked a hole in them.
Oh, man. Well, you have to slide the reservoir tip down.
With the nose to go in.
Yeah. Happy holidays.
I know, this is a rough roof to work with. Yeah. I realize that. And now, ladies and gentlemen, the other great stocking stuffer would be a CD of any of this guy's music, Bruce Limprecht and the All Boy Orchestra.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Yeah, thank you. Brought to you by Ballast Dental Care. Let me read you this email. It says, Frank, first of all, I'm one of those people who waited 12 years to go to the dentist because of bad experiences. Because of you, I went 2 years ago. Wow, he's just now emailing me this. I broke my crown on a Monday, and I called to get an appointment, and they took me in on Tuesday, the next day, after Dr. Watanabe saw me, and I listened to his assistant, and they informed me that they only had 20 minutes before the next scheduled patient. He kind of suggested that I could come back, and it takes me just under an hour to get there, so I said, is there any way you could do this now? And I knew I was putting them in a bind. My appointment was at 10:20. I didn't leave the office till almost 1 o'clock. He did 2 root canals, and he fixed that crown. He knows I'm self-employed and have no insurance. His assistant told me that what I had done cost thousands of dollars. He gave me a break and ended up with something I could afford. I couldn't believe it, and I told him that I was going to get a hold of you because you're the reason that I went there. FYI, I went and played the lottery because I thought this must be my lucky day. I listen to you every day. Thank you. Well, no, thank you for going to Ballast Dental Care. And after 12 years of not going to the dentist, good for you. You got lucky. You still got in there before you had to have all your teeth taken out, because sometimes 12 years is just too late and too much damage has been done. So, folks, if you're like this listener, and you haven't been to a dentist for 12 years or 2 years or 20 years, or you were there 6 months ago, make an appointment at Ballast Dental Care, because I don't care how good you might think your dentist is, or, you know, I'm okay, I'm happy with my dentist. No, you're not. You think you are. You go to Ballast Dental Care, then you'll see what going to the dentist should be, could be, and is, because I've gone there for 45 and a half years. I know, and I could go anywhere I wanted to go. Don't want to go anywhere else. Ballast Dental Care, the corner of Ballast and Clayton Roads. All the info you need, including the phone number for that appointment, is at ballastdentalcare.com.
I've been to Reno, Chicago, Fargo, Minnesota, Buffalo, Toronto, Winslow, Sarasota, Wichita, Tulsa, Ottawa.
That's right. He has been to all those places, but he's here today. He's with us. He's Bill Cleveland, and he's brought to you by Window World, the number one selling replacement window in the United States. That's not just like a slogan. That's the truth. They sell more Window World windows than any other competitor, and the next closest is not even close. Number two isn't even close. Window World. Find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. Let's hear it now. Come on, for Bill Cleveland. How are you, Bill?
I was doing pretty good. So about 5 minutes ago.
Nah, come on, you're fine. You've had years to be broken in for this kind of treatment.
Yeah, I know what is wrong with
you're
me.
You're used to it.
Sticking around
Magnum PI.
Right. So today is the 200th birthday of the great state of Illinois. So happy birthday to Illinois.
And now happy birthday, Illinois.
Our listeners over in Illinois. And I thought I'd just go through a handful of I think, interesting things to check out within the entire state of Illinois. There's a lot.
And by the way, folks, you people that say Illinois,
oh my goodness,
knock it off. Knock it off.
My dad does that.
He does?
Yes. Yes.
Oh, my goodness. God bless Rick, him. Come on, Rick.
So I'll just briefly hit up Springfield, of course. We talk about that every once in a while on the show. Lots of great Lincoln stuff. If you've not been over there, please check it out. A lot of free stuff. You have kids. Lincoln's home, the only home that he ever owned, is there. You have the great Lincoln Museum. He's buried over there in the local cemetery, so check that out. One of the things that I did earlier this year, we talked about it on the show. I think I actually called in from there. Peoria, Illinois, they have the Caterpillar Visitor Center. And so you go, it's not the hometown of Caterpillar anymore, but they still have, this is, I believe, where it started. And so they have the visitor center there. And I'm telling you, it's pretty neat. You go in and you can climb on all of the big, you know, machine. I'm fascinated by that
kind
of stuff.
How old are you?
Oh, odd. I'm going to back Bill up on this. Like, I saw his pictures, and if I, like, yes, I would absolutely
climb
on those Caterpillars.
You are never too old to go climbing up on machines.
This track
so,
is huge.
Yeah, it's pretty neat. And
let me tell you something else. If you get up on a big old Caterpillar bulldozer or something, you have a new appreciation
yes,
for the people that
do.
Run that stuff.
Yes, you
it's
do.
It's massive.
Yes, it's huge. And then they have some interactive exhibits as well where you can actually, now you're not moving an actual vehicle, but it's all virtual and you can, you know, be moving dirt and moving things around with them. It's pretty neat to check out. And that is in Peoria, Illinois. Speaking
you
of.
You know what? I bet they have simulators to, like they do a plane to train people. Do you think they do?
They probably do. Things? Yeah, I'm sure they
probably.
Do. So speaking of that, so Quad Cities area, a lot of John Deere history as well. Moline, Illinois, they have the John Deere Pavilion, another deal where you can go and you can climb into these big machines and, like you say, Frank, have a new appreciation for people that use them and to see just how far they're used all around the world. I mean, it started right here in the middle of America. Alton, Illinois. Sometimes we forget about that. Only about 45 minutes from St. Louis. You have the great
home of the Alton Giant, Robert Wadlow.
Robert Wadlow, that's right. Home of the, I shouldn't say home of, but the Great River Road runs through there. And if you've never done that drive, that is a lot of fun. It's beautiful. And, of course, you have the Missouri River and Mississippi River come together there. And springtime, I would think, probably my favorite time. It doesn't really, fall is probably pretty cool, too, with the changing colors. But the Great River Road, you also have some Route 66 history for people who have never kind of done that. Obviously, it runs through Illinois, and there are some fun kind of quirky things to check out that aren't too far away from Alton. Last year, I went to the great city of Chester, Illinois. Does anybody know what Chester, Illinois is famous
Popeye.
For?
Popeye.
Popeye.
That is right. It is Popeye.
Wait, hold on. We have Popeye on the phone.
Oh.
Popeye, we're talking about your hometown of Chester.
Skeetin', 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 love it.
Great Popeye.
But he wears a magnum.
Do you think kids nowadays know who Popeye is?
No, probably not.
No,
and that's too bad.
It is too bad. I remember
Popeye was a
yeah. I remember
neat
talking
guy.
To
and
a
you know,
lady
I don't
over there.
I'm sorry,
who,
but I don't think it ever caused kids to eat spinach. No, seriously.
No.
I think Popeye one of the things they were trying to do was this will get kids to eat their green vegetables, right. Especially spinach. No, it didn't. The kids still hate spinach.
As buff as he was. He still only had olive oil, who I'd give a 2 on a 10 scale. You think as buff as he was, he could at least gotten himself a 7 or an 8.
Yeah,
I agree.
And do you know why he ate spinach? Popeye?
Because he liked it.
So the
well, it made his muscles big.
To make him strong.
So the character that, it was a real life person he was based off of, and he was sick. I can't remember what the ailment was. It was cancer or whatever it was. Tim will probably find out in 4 seconds. But he ate, his parents gave him spinach thinking that it would cure him.
Really?
Is this a true story?
It is a true story, yeah.
There was a real Popeye?
All of the characters in Popeye, and here's another fun fact, olive oil actually came before Popeye in the scheme of things. She was her character
she did?
Came first, yes. Yeah,
I'm sorry to do this joke. I'm sorry to do this joke for the 15th or 20th time I've ever done it. But did you hear about Popeye coming to St. Louis? He went down on Olive and thought it was grand.
Thank you. So all of those characters in Popeye were from Chester, Illinois. They were based in that little town.
And Wimpy?
All of them. And so you actually, now they have They've done a really great job. They have the statues all over town that sort of pay tribute to the different characters. And they have the theater. There's a neat little museum and store. And I think it's called Spinach Can Collectibles. Don't quote me on that. I think I'm pretty close. And it used to be a theater. And I think his name was L.C. Siegler, if I'm not mistaken. That was the guy who created Popeye. And it was.
What's the deal with Brutus and Bluto? It's like the same person. They have two different names. What's that about?
I don't know. But they too were based on actual people who lived in the town of Chester, Illinois.
Hmm.
So there you go. Learn something new.
What about Sojay?
What is
you didn't include
him. No, I didn't.
What about all your travels?
I have never been in a strip club.
Really?
And I have no, I haven't.
Yeah, he's Popeye's mentioned sister. This before.
Popeye's sister never gets mentioned. Tori Spelling. See her eyes pop out.
Oh my goodness.
Bluto was a sailor. Was portrayed as a sailor that was a comrade of Popeye's, and Brutus was just a thug.
Hmm.
So they're two different people.
Yep.
I would agree. They do look very similar.
Two different outfits.
I never knew that. That was the same character.
Mm-hmm. The last two I'll mention quickly, Metropolis, Illinois. We've talked about that before. Home of Superman. Not a place you're going to go and spend an entire weekend, but sort of fun, especially if you have kids. Go check out the gigantic.
Is that based on a true story?
I don't think
Superman.
That one was real? I don't remember that.
Yeah, that was real.
And last on my list, and this is sort of, I always try to be positive, but Chicago's on the list. I have to tell you, Chicago is not a place that, I don't like Chicago.
Neither do I.
I don't either.
And I feel bad saying that, but and there are some really great museums, but I have to tell you, the times I've been to Chicago, it's too expensive. People are never really friendly. I don't like Chicago.
Thank you. No, I agree. It's like New York Junior. They're not that friendly.
And they're tourists.
And they hate
St.
Louis. Don't tell them you're from St. Louis. They hate St. Louis. Yeah.
I had a PI one time doing surveillance in Chicago, and he was wearing a red sweater.
Oh.
And he got done with the assignment, and he started to drive out of the neighborhood, and a gang wearing all blue stopped across the street and had their guns drawn, shot up one of my vehicles.
Oh, my goodness.
And
wow.
9 bullet holes in there. He went to the cops, and they said, you can't wear red. They had it, all gritted out on the wall. You can't wear red here. You can't wear blue here. You can't. Mm-hmm. So I had to buy
that's ridiculous. Ridiculous.
I had to buy my pink Gateway investigation shirts. Because no gang has pink as the color.
True.
Wow.
So I'm not making that up.
If you want to check out some more stuff, just go to BillOnTheRoad.com. You can just type in Illinois, and all the stuff that I've ever done in that state will pop up, and you can check that out. I'm Bill Cleveland, on the road, and on 590 The Fan.
Yeah.
I'm fired up.
Mm.
Thank you, Bill.
Welcome.
Bill Cleveland, courtesy of Window World. You can find out more at windowworldstlouis.com. You already know it's the number one selling replacement window in the world, of the country. I hope you know that. Well, folks, in the category of it's just too late and there's no turning back, and we've let a handful of people ruin a lot of the things we've done for years, now there are TV stations, apparently, that are some of them deciding they will no longer run every year that 50, 60-year-old Rudolph animated thing.
Oh, I saw
what this. The hell?
Yeah,
thank
know.
You. This is so ridiculous to me because there's bullying in it. And,
yes.
And in the beginning, the other reindeer are picking on Rudolph, so they said, we don't want... This is the stupidest thing. Folks, how did we get here? Where we let 5 people tell us what to do.
It's horrible.
If you take out the bullying out of the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, then he's not really going to become Rudolph. I mean,
that's the whole message.
Exactly.
Is that He didn't let that define him. He didn't let that keep him down. He became the reindeer.
And the misfit toys too. They said something about the misfit toys. They don't want, and it's like they were.
Well, that's stupid as well.
But I know,
because you're teaching children that unless it's like perfectly made, it's be like, you know, don't love it. Which is
here's the problem. Here's the problem. Those of us who are in the great majority, we don't stand up and yell and scream like the five people that complain. How about this station in Chicago, radio station, that has now said WDOK 102.1 Cleveland, Ohio, they will no longer include in their Christmas songs Baby It's Cold Outside because of the Me Too movement, and it's about rape.
I've heard that too on oh my goodness, it's
so I actually learned over the weekend, because I researched this, because I thought it was ridiculous. So that song, I cannot remember the gentleman's name, but he wrote a lot of songs, And before that was even a hit song, so everybody says it's a rape song or whatever, he actually performed that with his wife at dinner parties and things. So that makes no sense that it would be a rape song if he's singing with his wife at, like, housewarming parties.
Because they say he's trying to keep the girl there.
Leaving.
So he can, from leaving.
So he can make out with her. And who hasn't done that when you're dating? You don't want to leave.
But she wants to stay, too. You can tell in the song that she's making excuses.
She's playing a little flirtatious game. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm sorry, and I'm wasting my breath here when I say this. It's too late. We should, a long time ago, have told, whenever a handful of people said we shouldn't eat meat, we shouldn't do this, we just tell them to shut up and go away. And what we end up doing is going, well, okay, they had one call to this radio station, one. They complained about that song. And then when they made a statement about it, and then, of course, there were a bunch of people who, you know what, I never thought about it, that is a rape song. Shut up. Shut up. Boy, that stuff drives me nuts. I saw a good movie over the weekend, a really good movie, Green Book, and I had this guy's first name wrong until this morning, Viggo Mortensen. I thought the guy's name was Vito Mortensen. It's Viggo Mortensen, Green Book, true story about black and white, the South in the 60s. What a terrific movie this was. And it wasn't all heavy. It's actually very enjoyable. There's some light moments, some heavy moments, but it's about, you know, a time in this country when we had white restrooms and black restrooms and water fountains for white people, and it's a good movie, Green Book. My wife and I have a friend, and she's a pretty good friend. She's single. But what bothers me about her, and people like her, is she actually believes a lot of the BS on the internet that's nothing more than that, and she thinks it's true. She gets sucked into these conspiracy theories. When George H.W. Bush died, she actually said to us, because we saw her 2 days ago, she said, well, you know, he died 2.5 weeks ago. And I said, what are you talking about? She said, no, he's on ice, and it's all part of a master plan for some stuff that's going to be coming out Wednesday in the news.
Wednesday?
And I said, what are you talking about? She is absolutely convinced that he died on the 14th of November. She also, and she's not kidding, she says, we did not walk on the moon. She says that George H.W. Bush ordered the murder and assassination of John Kennedy. And she believes, and she's not kidding, that the chemtrails, the contrails behind jet planes are actually chemtrails, that they are dispersing chemicals and have been for decades so they can control our minds. She is nuts.
Wow.
She's nuts. And she's not kidding. And I can't talk to her for very long because what I want to say is go get your head cleared and get your mind right, and then you can come back and you can be our friend. You're nuts. And she went on and on about this George Bush thing that he died 2.5 weeks ago. It's insane. There were people with him Friday night when he passed away, and they've interviewed him. His family, I think Jim Baker was there. Oh, my God. And you know what? She's not the only one. There are people out there who believe Elvis isn't dead and, you know, eight people killed Kennedy and we didn't walk on the moon. How do people get so stupid?
Wait, Elvis is dead?
Shoot. I'm sorry, Bill.
He's not dead.
Oh, okay. No, he's living in Kansas City.
I thought he was living in Costa Rica.
Is her name?
I didn't know you didn't know that.
Oh, sorry. Oh,
is her name what?
Is her name Mike Evans?
No.
No.
But she's blonde. She is blonde. And then finally, Martha Stewart is now in the flower business. Have you seen these ads? Martha Stewart flowers. You go online, you order flowers from Martha Stewart. Martha Stewart never touched these flowers. She didn't grow these flowers. Martha, I don't know how much money you need to make, but come on. I mean, what are you not into? She ships food to your house now, and in 30 minutes you can heat up her meals. Now she's in the flower business. More power to her. I guess, you know what? She's probably, my take on Martha Stewart is that she's got pent-up sexual frustration, and she's alone, and
she just doesn't know how to do anything but just work. And that's pretty sad. I know you get a lot of money when you do that, but you don't really have a life. And I could be wrong. And what I was wrong. This is the last thing. Kareem Hunt. Do you know who this guy is?
Yeah.
Chiefs running back.
Kansas City running back who issued the most unbelievable, insincere apology I've ever watched anybody deliver. It's like he memorized it. He didn't seem remorseful. He didn't seem sorry. Honest to goodness, I watched this apology, and my reaction was, man, you do this again in a heartbeat. You're not sorry. You're just doing this because somebody said, nah, here, we wrote this out, memorize it, and go on TV and do it. My goodness, it was the least believable apology that I've ever seen. Ladies, get in here, please.
Ooh, that's nice.
So there's a deaf couple, and they get married, and they are in love. I mean in love. They, of course, speak sign language. They've both been deaf since birth. They read lips. But they realize after they get married and live together, because they didn't do anything until they got married. They're very religious. And they realize that at night, in bed, in the dark, it's tough to communicate because you can't see your partner signing in bed. It's dark. You can't read each other's lips. It's dark. So after they're married several nights, the guy's wife figures out a solution. So she writes her husband a note. Again, remember, they're deaf. And the note says, honey, why don't we come up with and agree on some simple signals at night in bed? For example, we're in bed, it's dark. If you want to have sex with me, reach over and squeeze my left breast one time. If you don't want to have sex, reach over and squeeze my right breast two times. That way there'll be no misunderstanding. It's not even just left and right. It's one or two. Squeeze the left breast once. You want to have sex. I squeeze the left breast twice. You don't want to have sex. So he writes back a note. Says, that's a great idea. Here's my idea. If you want to have sex with me, reach over and just pull on my penis one time. If you don't, pull on it 75 times.
Let's get a check on traffic now with Here's Tory Lyons.
Traffic is sponsored by State Farm. Accident eastbound 70 at St. Charles Rock Road, jamming traffic all the way back to the Blanchett Bridge. The signals are working again on southbound 141 at Highlands Boulevard Drive. That's north of Manchester. Northbound 170 lines up from St. Charles Rock Road to 270. Bumper to bumper southbound 170 between Page and 64. Protect your car and home with one that's here to help life go right. State Farm. Talk to an agent today at 1-800-STATE-FARM. Sponsored by State Farm. I'm Tory Lyons reporting for 590 The Fan. Now back to the large morning show in the afternoon.
The holiday season is here. Do you want to carve your turkey or ham oh so right and so fresh? Or do you want your relatives to complain about your knives again?
Why are your knives so dull?
Of course, no one wants to hear that. So bring your knives back to life at Bertarelli Cutlery. They can put a sharp edge back on your knives and get you ready for the holiday season. That's Bertarelli Cutlery, located at 1927 Marconi on the Hill. Call them at 314-664-4005. Follow them on Facebook or on Twitter at STL Knives.
Hi, my name is Ryan Kelly with thehomeloanexpert.com. This is the credit card company's favorite time of the year. You're already carrying the balances from a long summer, and here comes Black Friday and then the holidays. And now they got you. You're going to spend the next 9 months trying to make minimum payments just to keep up. Home values are skyrocketing, and you are building equity at the fastest pace in over a decade. Let's get those credit cards paid off before the new year with a cash out refinance at thehomeloanexpert.com. The Home Loan Expert LLC, NMLS number 1326241.
When you go out to dinner, it should be magical. There are lots of good restaurants in St. Louis, but tonight, we want great. Picture a place where there's the smell of Grecian shrimp, pork chops, hand-cut fillets, and veal coming from an ancient-looking Greek oven in a beautiful dining room with the service fit for a king and a queen. You just discovered Spiro's in St. Charles, where the dining experience is unique and unparalleled. Where Spiro's believes the best food is meant to be shared, so the portions are designed for a communal dining experience. Sample remastered Mediterranean dishes prepared by master chefs. Then share this experience with friends, family, and loved ones. You have found Spiro's in St. Charles, and dining out will never be the same until you come back. Spiro's at 2275 Bluestone Drive in St. Charles, off First Capital. During the holidays, think of Spiro's for catering and your corporate and private party needs. Daytime bookings are available.
Kevin Moret here, founder of Mentality Health. Our ambassadors that play professional sports knew one thing. They knew who was trying to take their job. Rookies were drafted, worked hard every day, and waited for these pros to have a bad season by losing their edge. Not only that, they were younger and hungry, working hard every day for their opportunity. Guys, whether you know it or not, your life is just like our ambassadors. Younger guys are hungry, working hard, and waiting for you to lose a step. You work hard to get where you are. Don't let something as simple as low testosterone put your back against the wall. Level the playing field. Keep your stuff. LowTUSA.com.
Well, he won't be able to complain about not having enough time today because he's got a lot of time, so I hope he has a lot of good stuff for us. He, of course, is Mike Evans. He's in Dallas, Texas, and he joins us now from there, courtesy of Annie Gunn's Restaurant and the Smokehouse Market. They're next door to each other in Chesterfield Valley. They're both closed today because they're closed only on Mondays. For every other day, here's what you need to know. You'll need reservations for dinner at Annie Gunn's because it's a really, really good restaurant. You also need to know that they sell thousands of gift cards every year, not just the holidays, all year. Because every day is a special day for somebody and a day they would love to receive a gift card to Annie Gunn's or the Smokehouse Market. Here's where you'll find them. You go out Highway 40 or 64 or whatever, west St. Louis County, get off at the Boone's Crossing exit, cross back over 40, head east, and once you get past all the other stuff, and there's a lot of stuff in Chesterfield Valley, there they are, Annie Gunn's and the Smokehouse Market. And now, ladies and gentlemen from Dallas, Texas, here is Mike Evans. You sound like there you're in a pretty good mood. Pretty good mood today, are you?
I'm in a good mood. You know what? Had a great weekend in St. Louis. Had one of the best meals I've ever had at Annie Gunn's on Saturday night with my son-in-law Eddie and my daughter Nani No and Cheryl and my grandson Shane. And it was great dinner. Tom came by a couple times. It was fabulous.
What did you have?
I had the prime rib.
Ooh.
And my daughter had a special scallops, so I gave her some prime rib. She gave me a couple of her scallops.
I love their scallops. I've had scallops.
Had some great wine. We had some.
You have any dessert?
Some kind of chocolate cake. Something was fabulous with the vanilla ice cream for dessert.
I've had that too.
Mm. Just a treat. Sat in a little booth. It was fabulous.
They call them snugs. Those little rooms.
Yeah. Yeah.
Those are nice if you want a little privacy. Most restaurants don't have that. They have one like little banquet area or corner area, but those snugs are nice if you're with a group of people and you really don't want to be distracted or want to be able to have a conversation. Yeah, I love those things.
It was just an incredible meal. Now I went to another restaurant on Friday night. I'm not going to say what it is. Horrible meal, horrible time.
Wow. Maybe it just seemed horrible. No, but you went before Annie Gunn's, so it couldn't have been compared to Annie Gunn's. Yeah.
And I actually told Cheryl. I said, no, I got to warn our listeners not to go to this place. But Cheryl said, no, don't do that. Don't do that. But anyway,
and please don't email me. If you email Mike, don't email me and ask me where he went. It was so horrible because I'm not gonna do that. I don't even.
We don't know.
We don't know where it was. He can tell me off the air, but don't email me anyway.
Okay.
What's going on?
Our pop quiz question this week, the theme is all about presidents.
Okay.
Today, who is the fattest president to ever serve? Grover Cleveland, Zachary Taylor, William McKinley, or Howard Taft? I'll give you the answer in just a minute. As you know, since we last spoke, George H.W. Bush passed. I've met several presidents. I never met 41, but man, what a great American he was. And I've been watching some of the proceedings that have been going on in Washington, D.C., and he really was putting politics aside, which was something he used to do, put politics aside just to try to do what was best for the country. I just think it's he was a really great
you know what,
and very blessed.
You talk about a guy untouched by scandal, a guy where there was never any inappropriate. This guy, to me, seemed, I don't know that we'll have or have had too many presidents where you could say some of the things that I've heard people say about this guy. He was a really decent human being.
I know, and they
and
were
that's
saying
a great, that's a great thing to be known for.
The youngest fighter pilot, senator, a vice president, president, the head of the CIA, an ambassador. It's like any one of those jobs would have been a highlight of any human being's career and life. He did all of those things.
Yeah, but you know what? In terms of what's important, years ago, I watched an interview with him. And this stuck in my head, and I never forgot this. And I think this is what I would like to strive for. The interviewer asked him, what do you think is your greatest accomplishment? Being a fighter pilot, serving in the military, being the president of the United States, what is your greatest accomplishment? He said, none of those. My greatest accomplishment is the fact that to this day, all my family, grandkids, kids, everybody, can't wait to come and visit us. That's my greatest accomplishment, that we're all so close. I thought, wow. He's got all the ducks in a row, and his priorities are straight. That was his greatest accomplishment, is that kids and grandkids couldn't wait to come visit him.
Ah, that's great. That is truly great. We got some love nuggets today. I am hearing that the 22-year-old actress who came forward last week claiming that Les Moonves, the disgraceful fired CBS president, not only sexually harassed her and assaulted her, but she's not the last. There's going to be some more that are going to be coming forward against Les Moonves. So this thing is, it's not finished yet. Police in Los Angeles, New York, and London are wanting to talk to Kevin Spacey about several sexual assault and harassment charges, but they can't find him. This is the best and most incredible guessing game. Where's Kevin Spacey hiding? I've heard Fiji. I've heard Samoa, and I've heard Canada. This guy just disappeared to avoid being contacted or talked to by the authorities. It's unbelievable.
Well, if you've ever watched his movies, he can become different people depending on what hairpiece he's wearing. I could see where he could be a master of disguise and disappear.
I agree. I totally, totally agree. TV news, Amazon is producing a new mini-series about college football. It'll be a drama. And has signed Aaron Rodgers and Desmond Howard to be the executive producers and advisors. The show will concentrate a lot about players who come from very, very poor neighborhoods, which are a lot of them, and are put under tremendous pressure to perform on and off the field for no money while the universities are making hundreds of millions of dollars. Most people already know that that really doesn't seem quite fair, but this is going to be a real eye-opener. I love the show This Is Us. Then I didn't like it, but then I saw the last season. I really liked it. Do you ever see that show?
No, we stopped watching it. They absolutely lost us when they jumped the shark, and they just started trying to be too inclusive and politically correct. So we stopped watching it.
I stopped watching it too. The show kept watching it. Then I started watching it again this season, and I really like it again. The writing got much better. I know what you were saying, but if you give it another chance during the holiday season, something you might want to check out on demand, binge it, watch it. I think you might like it.
You know what I don't like? I don't like when I watch anything, and it's so obvious that they deliberately sat down and said, we're going to have a black and white couple, we're going to have a gay couple of men, a gay couple of women, we're going to have an Asian be friends, and the best friend is a mixed race person. It's like they went down the line and said, let's just be sure we include everybody in this, where it
then becomes, if this makes sense, not realistic anymore. It's sort of like when you watch these commercials on TV and they show a bunch of millennials out shopping together. There's always in the car, if it's a carpool, let's say, there's an Asian, a mixed race, a black, a white, a ginger, redheaded person, and it's just not the world we really live in. I know what they're trying to do, but I don't like it when it seems forced, if that makes sense.
No, I hear you. No, I absolutely hear you. But I'm telling you, they have gotten better about that and have gotten more into story depth rather than just that crap. So,
okay.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know. Just thought I'd let you know, give you a little.
I love the gal who played, what's her name? The gal that plays the
lead,
the wife, the mom.
Mandy Moore.
She's good in that.
She's darling. She is darling. Hey, now how are your neighbors, homie? I know I've been to your house and you don't have neighbors real close, but anybody else? There, how are your neighbors?
My neighbors are pretty good. I live in an apartment block, and they're pretty quiet. I like it.
Our neighbors are great.
Yeah.
All of them.
Bad neighbor can ruin your life. A bad neighbor can ruin your life. I don't care how much you like your house or the town you live in. You get the neighbor from hell, it's horrible. I've been lucky. Yeah, I don't have any neighbors. I'm in the woods.
Well, there you go. I bring it up because voted the worst neighbor in Hollywood, Madonna. Lived in Detroit, Los Angeles, lived in New York.
That can't surprise anybody. Places,
in all places, police had to be called because of her bad behavior, telling friends to park on the neighbors' lawns, throwing trash, loud parties, so forth and so on. I had dinner last night at this place. There's a big steakhouse in Texas, and at the bottom of the menu it said vegetarian. It's an Indian word for bad hunter. See what they did there?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I thought it was pretty good. That's pretty good. How much time I got?
You have 1 minute and 10 seconds.
We'll do one more nugget. How about a love nugget? It's been quietly talked about for a long time, albeit not publicly. However,
there's always a however.
With their public appearances together, no reason not to mention Demi Moore apparently plays for both teams. Oh, Demi has a long-term girlfriend named Marcia Metzica. And they are off the travel together, but is sort of keeping on the down low.
Wow. Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, just thought I'd let you know. That.
And finally.
Anybody looks like Demi Moore should give all her sexual adventure and energy to men. That's just my take.
Really?
All right.
Yeah, I think it should all go to us.
Name the name of the president. It was the fattest president of all time. Grover Cleveland, Zachary Taylor, William McKinley, Howard Taft.
I'm going to go Zachary Taylor.
I'm going to go Taft.
I'll also go Taft.
Taylor weighed 236 pounds. McKinley, 240 pounds. Grover Cleveland, 275 pounds. Howard Taft tipped the scale 332 pounds.
Whoa, wow.
The miracle whip spread on that boy out there. Now, Mike Devin and Hollywood. I'm singing on a beat and I'm singing on a beat.
Now, he took way too long to say goodbye, and now I have to talk over Randy Newman, and I hate to do that. But I don't want to leave without reminding everybody, and this is so easy to do. I do this at least two or three times a week. Thank a police officer. They're out there. They're standing. They're parked. Be careful. Show them your hands. Make sure you're not nuts. And just shake a hand and thank a police officer every chance you get, okay? That's all we ask. And we ask that you be with us again tomorrow because we'll be here. You should be too. Have a great Monday evening, everybody.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell. Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you, bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Catch you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan.
All right, Dan. Goodbye.
All right, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
This is Martin Kilcoyne. You're listening to 590 The Fan, KFNS, Wood River, and 590thefan.com. St. Louis, the home of Budweiser.
NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Family members and dignitaries are filing past the flag-draped casket carrying the late President George H.W. Bush in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. The nation's 41st president is lying in state at the Capitol until Wednesday morning. Around-the-clock public viewing starts this evening. During a ceremony earlier, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell called Bush a World War II war hero, a humble servant, and a principled leader.
Today, this hero has returned to the Capitol a final time. Not on the front porch of our democracy this time, but here in its hallowed cathedral.
Bush's body was flown from Houston to the nation's capital earlier today. There will be a state funeral on Wednesday at Washington's National Cathedral. Former President George W. Bush will eulogize his late father at that time. President Trump will attend the service, but he is not